You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, hello, good morning out there. Not for all your rooms for sure. More on that later. But first, let's wish good morning to Kotla Ratan Shri Shri Narendra Modi Ji, the Prime Minister of India, for he may be feeling lonely. Even as wishes for speedy recovery were coming out for Arun Jaitley from Rahul Gandhi himself, the news about Amit Shah getting swine flu and being admitted at AIMS was not getting the same attention and wishes. Now, Amit Shah will be giving company to another key minister in PM's cabinet, Ravi Shankar Prasad, who is also admitted at AIMS. It is 17 January 2019, and after the confession from a BJP MLA in Karnataka that Operation Lotus is a reality, but the operation seems to have gone unsuccessful. As if on a daily basis we don't have enough on entertainment already, the youth wing of Congress turned up outside the BJP headquarters in Bengaluru riding horses. But no hints there as to what they were protesting against. Horse trading, of course. BJP suffered a loss of face in Karnataka yesterday after its efforts to topple the Congress-JDS coalition government failed, with disgruntled Congress MLAs developing cold feet at the last moment and not succumbing to the opposition party's Operation Lotus. This is BJP's second failed attempt in the past 7 months to form government in Karnataka. Addressing the media in Delhi, Congress veteran Mallikarjun Kharge said all the 118 MLAs of the coalition were intact and questioned why the BJP has kept its MLAs in a resort in Haryana's Gurugram, far away from Karnataka. Meanwhile, in Mumbai, in a major arm hall, yes, 170 weapons should qualify to be a major arm hall, the vice president of BJP's Dombivli unit was arrested for not having a license to store the weapons in his fashion products shop. Well, if he had been a leftist Muslim or Dalit, the man would have had sedition, NSA and what all imposed on him. Family declared terrorist and maybe a fake encounter as well, but no such luck for Dhananjay Kulkarni, from whom the Kalyan crime branch seized 10 air guns, 10 swords, 38 button knives, 62 steel knuckle dusters, 25 choppers, 3 axes, 9 guptis, 5 knives, 1 sickle and 9 kukris. Well, how is this fashion? Oh wait, he is a BJP functionary. While we are on arms, let's move to the nuns who were up in arms against a rapist bishop. 4 of the 5 nuns who were at the forefront of protests against rape-accused Bishop Franco Mulakal have been asked to leave the convent in Kottayam. The transfer orders, however, date back to 2017 and March 2018. The nuns had refused to vacate then, saying that they would not leave their friend alone. The nuns are alleging that the orders are motivated as they rallied behind the rape survivor. And while we are on weapons, arms, authority, etc., truth universally acknowledged today is that while data may be the new oil, it is also a weapon, especially if it falls into the hands of the terrorists or the government, especially when you haven't given your consent to either of them. The leading hospitality chain, Oyo, is setting up a digital record system called Digital Departure and Arrival Register, in which it digitally collects the customer data whenever a guest checks in and shares them directly with state government and various law enforcement bodies. Not that it had not been happening earlier, the register which hotel fills has to be shared with the local police, but obviously this makes surveillance so much easier. It has its plus and minus, plus that we would have known whoever would have checked in with Justice Loya. Minus, data also disappears when some people in government don't want that data around. So all in all, it will just become an aid in surveillance and invasion of privacy. So for now, no OYO for me. But what do I do about Netflix and Hotstar, where at least one thought we could be adults and could make our own decisions as to what to watch and what not? Well, turns out that will also not be an option, as self-censorship has come knocking on the doors of the two most used OTT providers in India. Netflix Inc. and homegrown rival Hotstar plan to adopt self-regulation guidelines for content streamed on their platforms in India in an effort to prevent potential government censorship, sources familiar with the matter told Reuters. A draft of an unofficial code that will be adopted by Netflix, Hotstar and other local players seen by Reuters said that the platforms would prohibit content that shows a child engaged in real or simulated sexual activities, is disrespectful of India's national flag, or encourages terrorism. Amazon Inc.'s Prime Video will not sign the code, though it helped draft it, as the company does not want to act in the absence of government-mandated regulation. The code, or at least the draft of it, should be out today. With that, let's move to our international news, where a big sigh of relief for British Prime Minister Theresa May, who won a confidence vote in the British Parliament yesterday and then appealed to lawmakers from across the political divide to come together to try to break the impasse on a Brexit divorce agreement. Lawmakers voted 325 to 306 that they had confidence in May's government just 24 hours after handing her European Union withdrawal deal a crushing defeat that left Britain's exit from the bloc in disarray. Meanwhile, Turkish prosecutors have issued an international arrest warrant for New York Knicks basketball player Enes Kanter, according to the Turkish media. They reportedly accused Mr. Kanter, who's a 26-year-old center at the NBA club, of having links with armed groups said to be behind the 2016 failed coup. The athlete, who describes Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan as a dictator, denies the allegations. Before we leave you for the day, we have all heard about fake news, whether at home in India or the world over, especially from Donald Trump's mouth, targeted towards CNN and Washington Post. But what you wouldn't have heard was about an entire fake newspaper. While fake editions of the Washington Post claiming that President Trump was leaving office were handed out yesterday morning at multiple locations in Washington, the print papers dated on 1st May 2019 and looking strikingly similar to actual copies of the Post were filled with anti-Trump stories, which also appeared on a website that mimicked the official Post site. Trickster Activist Collective, the Yes Men revealed they were the organization behind the prank newspaper, following initial confusion on who was behind the paper. Under the headline Unprecedented, the fake newspaper's lead story said Trump had left a resignation message on a napkin in the Oval Office and left Washington for Yalta, the Crimean resort that was the site of a meeting of Allied leaders during World War II. Well, what a fantastic idea. We all know that one newspaper in India that this prank can be pulled off with, but the damn thing is just too many ads before the front page. Well, have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow, and until then, goodbye from takeapart.in.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.